And at this time on our public affairs program, visiting with our good friend Kathy Larson, who is in to visit about the Prairie Pioneer Center. It is great to see you again. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing pretty good.
Yeah, good. Well, it's great to have you in to talk about the center. And let's just start with the center itself. I know that it's been documented that some of your funding that maybe you've had in the past has been reduced because of certain situations. So just give us a little update, Kathy, on the center. I know that you still provide a huge need for the people in providing quality meals.
Well, we try. I mean, most of our meals are all home-cooked. They're not prepared by someplace else and brought in, mm-hmm. like some of the centers have. But, we've been doing, I have to say, our request for help has been tremendous. It's been very, very appreciated. And we're doing a little better. We don't want to stop with the donations just because we're doing better now.
Sure.
But, we've even set up an account with the Custer County Foundation.
Mm-hmm.
So that if you want to make a donation, it'll just go right into that account.
Wonderful.
And of course, that makes it tax deductible and mm-hmm. that sort of stuff. But some people would rather do that than to give it directly to us, which is fine. We'll take it any way we can get it.
Sure. I know that you've had some fundraisers that have been done in the past. We were there to kind of help you celebrate one of them, which we enjoyed so much. And so I'm sure you enjoy the way those things have come together, too.
Those were tremendous. I mean, the Janet Kalinowski gave us the Scotcheroos and the kolaches, and people were very... I think it was even bigger than what she expected it to be. And she does this often to help kids raise funds for some school activity and stuff. But I don't think she thought that this was going to be as big as it was, because between the Scotcheroos and the kolaches, she made over 100 dozen.
Wow.
And
that's a lot of baking.
That's a lot of baking. And I think she has a lot of help that came in and helped her with it. But we really did appreciate it. So,
I know you have an event coming up on Sunday that we want to focus on. But before we do that, just again, remind everybody about what you do, say, Monday through Friday, and the meals that you do provide, and the emphasis that I think sometimes, and we've talked about this before with the Prairie Pioneer Center, I think people think, well, you have to be of a certain age to join the folks at the center for meals. That's not the case.
That is not the case. And I am so surprised that how many people don't know that they can come in for lunch. All we need is a phone call, so we make sure we plan for enough. I don't know how to stress it, that we mm-hmm. would be very happy to see younger folks there. If you're working and have a short lunch hour, just call us and tell us you need it to go,
mm-hmm.
and we'll box it up for you and you can take it with you. So we're very flexible.
Yeah. And Dave and I were there, a month or so ago. And what we found out was you serve ice cream, you have an ice cream machine, and the ice cream there is smooth, we found out.
It is very smooth.
Yes. That was great. And I can tell you from experience that the socialization that you get at the Prairie Pioneer Center is as enjoyable as the food is.
Well, and that's one of our goals, is we're there for people to come in and socialize. Just, we have, in fact, we started having the bridge groups that are around town. They have what they call a bridge marathon, and everybody has to play everybody. And so they've started doing that at the center. And so there's all kinds of things. If you are somebody that wants to start up something, we're open to it. So just give me a call.
All right. Let's talk about your event coming up on Sunday. You're going to host a community roast beef dinner.
Yes.
All right.
We are. It's something we have done in the past, probably before COVID, but we are going to try doing it again. And it will be like a fundraiser for us, and we will do it every month.
Okay.
And it will be the third Sunday of every month. We put it that because they play pitch on the third Sunday of every month. Ah. So you can come have dinner and stay and play pitch if you would like to. So, but yeah, we're asking for volunteers to give me a call if they would like to bring in salad or dessert. Dessert this time, we decided to make it easy and ask for brownies. Okay. With the ice cream machine, we'll do brownie sundaes.
Oh, that sounds good.
For dessert.
Good.
And, but we're looking for salads. And anybody's welcome to call me and say, hey, I'll bring a salad and let me know what they might like to make. We're just going to see how it goes and try it. It'll be something we won't do during the summer, but we'll do during the fall and winter months. So,
Kathy, as far as those who would like to attend, would you like a little heads up if people are wanting to attend?
Yes, if they would, okay. And we are starting to get some response from it. So, yeah, if you could just give us a call and say, hey, you know, I'm bringing in my family. There'll be five of us. We just want to have enough roast beef.
Sure.
Because we are furnishing the roast beef and the potatoes and gravy. And so we just think that would be a little helpful just so that we make sure we have enough.
Yeah, well, it helps you prepare.
Yeah,
for sure.
Because we have, you know, when you're coming back doing something, you just never know how many you're going to have or how to plan.
Mm-hmm. So, all right. And let's see, the hours are, let's see, you'll serve from 11 until 1?
Yes.
Okay.
So we're hitting the church crowd. And that's where we were before. We got a lot of people come from church to have lunch. And it's a free will donation. So it's, you know, whatever you feel that you'd like to give and help us with. So.
All right. And your number at the center is 872-6121.
Correct.
Right. Okay.
Right. Correct.
Anything else about the dinner that we need to touch on? Or?
Well, I don't know whether we need to touch on anything else on the dinner. It's just that we're just hoping that people will come. That's one of the reasons we called it a community roast beef dinner, so that everybody knew they were invited. It's not because it's held at the center doesn't mean it's just for the old people. It's everybody can come in, and our roast beef, I've had lots of compliments on our roast beef. So,
yeah. All right. Well, we'll encourage everybody to mark it down. It's on Sunday, serving from 11 until 1. It'll be at the center. And again, give them a call ahead of time, 872-6121, if you plan to attend.
I might mention that whoever gave the donation to Casey and I to put us on the restaurant menu, we really appreciate that. But we also have a posting on our Facebook page every day for on Sunday it comes out for the week, and then every day is what we're having.
Okay.
Is posted on our Facebook page, and I usually share it with a couple of different groups. So there's no excuse about not knowing what what we're having.
Yeah. I know that we've talked a little bit about some of the fundraisers and things that have been done. What about just, and we've talked about donations, maybe monetary or whatever, but what about other donations, Kathy? I mean, are there just, I mean, I'm thinking like napkins or paper towels or something. Can you use things like that? Or?
Yeah, we have, in our newsletter, we have ice cream toppings. Mm. We're getting quite a selection of them. We can use like Kleenexes to put around the building, especially this time of year. There's always somebody that needs one.
Mm-hmm.
we will take in like copy paper to do, so we have it to do our newsletter in. You know, it's we're open to about anything. We have to be careful about the food that we take, but we can, you know, if you were to buy, you know, cake mixes or, you know, something like that, why, and bring in, we're can take those things.
Good. Let's see, anything else that I know you, your newsletter came out for the month of February. Anything in there that maybe we haven't touched on or just other
items? I haven't read it for a while, Brian.
Oh, Kathy, that's great.
I put it together, so it's together by the last of the month.
And, I hear you.
And then I kind of forget about it. So.
Well, I understand. Believe me.
We do have, I might mention that we do have, I should say, my son-in-law does scissor and knife sharpening. And he comes usually the last week, the last Friday of the month, and parks it there. Between, I think about, what is it, 11 to 1. And you can bring your scissors or your clippers. He does cattle clippers and stuff, and he will sharpen them while you eat lunch.
That's nice. That's a service that is a little bit more rare than it used to be.
Yeah, it really is. So, but, yeah, you know, and... I can't think. We, you know, we have pinochle and bridge on Thursdays. Every day's play pool. Anybody that I know, the guys keep trying to get in more pool players, so they're looking for pool players all the time. And then we have, you know, and there again, if you have, you know, some, if you're a cribbage buff, get the group together to come play cribbage. If you're, you know, like the Bunko group comes in the evening. I just, you know, dominoes. We're open to providing a space for just about everybody. So.
Yeah. Well, it kind of goes back to that socialization that we were talking about. So, well, hey, thank you so much for coming in. And we encourage everybody to check out the Community Sunday Roast Beef Dinner on Sunday, serving from 11 until 1 at the center. And if you plan to attend, give them a little advance notice and call 872-6121.
Thanks, Brent.
You bet. Thank you, Kathy. Good to see you. The Prairie Pioneer Center, our guest on today's edition of Public Affairs.